For the past year, we've been exploring the creative economies of the North Woods with The Call of the Wild. I've learned from all of our guests that the creative economy isn't just about the money you make or how you make it. It's about using what's right in front of you. This week, I'm talking to Marilyn Lee, the queen of recycle, reuse, and the maker of beautiful art quilts.
Well, I think I probably was sewing before I could walk almost. I learned how to sew on a treadle sewing machine. And I started making doll clothes, and it's just something that I've loved ever since. And I've done a lot of sewing, yeah, of all different sorts. Yeah, I used to make catch frogs, you know, and stuff. And one time I made a dress and a little bonnet for a frog, and I put it in a box for the night, you know, outside. And I got up in the morning, and the frog was gone. But the frog had a dress and a bonnet on. So it's always kind of funny. It's like, what would you do if you were walking through the woods and you saw a frog with a bonnet and a dress on? I don't think you'd probably tell anybody you saw that, right?
Marilyn grew up in Kellyer and left for a while before returning to the place she loves best.
I've lived in Washington State for a while, but no, I love Minnesota. I love the woods. I get energy from the woods and my surroundings, and it just kind of, I just love it here. I would never move.
15 years ago, Marilyn bought an old house where she lives now with her partner, Kenny. She has 4 grown children and enough acreage to grow and gather a lot of food.
And we do a lot of foraging food, you know, a lot of stuff in the woods. We make our own ham and bacon, and we do everything I can. I have a big garden, which I haven't got in yet because it's been raining, but we pick morels in the spring, and which was a fantastic year this year for morels.
Marilyn's house is outside of Deb's. Driving up, it looks a lot like the other old homesteads around here, but when I walk inside, I nearly swallowed my tongue. Get ready for a rare home tour, starting with a ceiling of buttons and a firewood floor.
Well, I've been collecting buttons for years and years. I had like 5 big gallon jars full of buttons, and I was wondering what I would do with them because I'd never in my whole life ever make that many clothes. So I decided to make a picture, and I got a couple sheets of plywood and started gluing the buttons on and made a picture out of all the buttons. So it's about 6.5 by 8 feet. Firewood floor. We call it the firewood floor because it did literally come right out of our firewood pile. And again, he made a chainsaw setup where he could cut each one of them at exactly the same thickness. And then we came back in and he sanded them all, and I glued them all to the floor. And then they all had to be, well, you can see the different colors. I stained them to make the pattern.
It doesn't hurt to have a life partner who's also a creative woodworker and a metal fabricator. Everywhere I look, there are surprises and more surprises. Beneath the loft structure are quilt squares. The walls are filled with small quilts. The kitchen countertops are cut from wood in a star quilt pattern. Stunning. And there's more.
And then the whole room here, I wallpapered it with a 1946 Montgomery Ward catalog. I took all the pages out and made my wallpaper out of that catalog.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Marilyn Lee, a quilt maker from Debs, Minnesota. Most notable in this crafty home are the vintage sewing machines that Marilyn collects and uses. I start counting and get to 9.
Oh, there's about 40. If you start looking, there's over 40 that are in here. And then I also have some upstairs, too.
Oh, my gosh. Do you use all of them?
Yes, I have used all of them. They all work. I go through every machine to be sure that it works. I think it's such a throwaway society, and that's very frustrating to me because people will ask me, well, what are you going to do when that breaks down? Well, that old Singer is not going to break down. there's one rod in the middle of that. You take the cover off and you look at it compared to new machines, and there's nothing there. It's one little rod, and it's not going to break down, so I'm not worried about it, you know?
This is one woman who never stops creating something, but her main art is in her quilts and sewing.
I'm an art quilter. I do a lot of art quilts, and you can see them on the walls here. And I teach quilting online. Also, I have for the Academy of Quilting, I teach online classes. And I also digitize, and I do a lot of work for Bemidji Woolen Mills.
Many of the quilts are of Northwood scenes with lakes and trees and animals. The detail is stunning. A quarter-inch tree trunk. I can't imagine quilting that kind of detail.
All of the thread painting of the pines was done on the treadle sewing machine on that. All my thread painting is done on the treadle.
One large quilt is actually a portrait of President Obama that took over 900 hours to make.
The Obama quilt, I started that on Inauguration Day, the first when he was first elected. It's all made on my vintage machines and quilted. It's about 8 by 9 feet. And just his face alone has over 500 pieces of 17 different shades of fabric that make up just his face on the quilt. So I'm planning on hopefully maybe getting this into the presidential library and donate it to his presidential library.
Marilyn doesn't sell a lot of her quilts. Instead, she teaches quilting online and will be going on the road with some of her quilts.
I haven't sold a lot of my quilts, no. I mostly give them to my kids or keep them.
There are moments when I wish I had a camera instead of just a recorder. I'd like to show you all of the nooks and crannies of Marilyn's busy life. But she does have a YouTube channel, of course.
Yeah, I've created so many things. I wish I could shut my mind off sometimes because it's always running constantly. My mind is going. I see pictures in the walls and you know, the trees. And I mean, I just would like to light switch once in a while just to shut it off so I could not think about making something new, you know.
So. With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.